It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back in Wathena once again, American Legion Baseball on KNZA. It's the Zone 2 Tournament. We got 3 teams still alive for 1 spot. The AA State Tournament next week in Hiawatha. Glad to be part of your warm Saturday nights here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. We got an elimination game on tap coming up just in a few moments with Corning post 216. And also on the other side, the home team, Doniphan County, post number 55. American Legion Baseball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. Well, last night we had 2 games, and for Corning, after a win on Wednesday night against Hiawatha, they lost 8-5 against Seneca last night. Seneca 2-0. They await the winner in the nightcap and are in a very good spot to nab one of those, or if the only spot, I should say, for the state tournament coming up next week. Doniphan County, after a loss to Seneca on Wednesday night, they bounced back with a big win, 12-8 over Hiawatha last night, putting themselves in this scenario here tonight. So again, Doniphan County post 55, Corning post 216. 2 teams, 1 game and 1 spot advance up for grabs, with Seneca awaiting the winner in game 2 tonight of our doubleheader. Let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with the road team on the scoreboard. That is Corning post 216. Their record is 10-12. And in this elimination game tonight, they're going to go like this. Weston Chulion to lead it off. He'll be in right field. Batting second is the second baseman, LJ Kelzer. Batting third, the center fielder, Ben Haverkamp. In the cleanup spot is pitching. That is Hunter Lehman. Batting fifth is the shortstop, Henry Heidemann. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Aiden Talley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hayden Chulions. Batting eighth is the catcher, Cameron Kramer. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Maddox Honus. So again, for Corning Post 216 tonight, it is Weston Chulions, LJ Kelzer, Ben Haverkamp, Hunter Lehman, Henry Heidemann, Aiden Talley, Hayden Chulions, Cameron Kramer, and Maddox Honus. For Doniphan County, Post 55, the home team, a record of 14-10. This elimination game tonight, their lineup looks like this. Batting first and at third base, that is Dustin Veach. Pitching and batting second, that is Cooper Everly. Batting third is the second baseman, Ryder Davis. In the cleanup spot is the shortstop, Logan Blevins. Batting fifth is the left fielder, Beckham Griffin. In the sixth hole, that's center fielder, Luke Bennett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Hayden Paulino. Batting eighth is the first baseman, Taven Clary. And batting ninth, the right fielder, in Brett Heim. So again, for Doniphan County, Post 55, it is Dustin Veach, Cooper Everly, Ryder Davis, Logan Blevins, Beckham Griffin, Luke Bennett, Hayden Paulino, Taven Clary, and Brett Heim. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. Just glad to be a part of your weekend festivities here on KNZA. A lot going on, and just glad to be a part of your small portion of the weekend. American Legion Baseball, again, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So Corning Post 216 to bat first here tonight. They beat Hiawatha Wednesday night 10-0. Last night losing 8-5 to Seneca. That was a wild game. They were down 6-0 against Seneca going into the sixth inning. But they got five runs on four hits. And in the blink of an eye, it was a one-run game. But Seneca in the bottom of the sixth inning, they tagged a couple of runs, an 8-5 margin at that point, and they would go on to hold for that final score. So again, Seneca, a 2-0 start in this tournament. They are sitting pretty, awaiting the winner in the late one here tonight. So if you're either Doniphan County or Corning, essentially you've got to win two games here tonight to force a winner-take-all game tomorrow night, which, of course, we will have it for you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock if we get to that point. Corning, in the blue uniform tops, white numerals and lettering with the gray pants and a blue singular stripe down each side. Doniphan County, they wore the white uniform tops last night. Tonight, they're rocking the red tops, blue pants, blue numerals and lettering, and they are trimmed in white. Hunter Lehman is going to be pitching for Corning. We'll see him the next half inning. Cooper Everly gets the start tonight for Doniphan County. Post 216 is Corning, and Weston Chulions, LJ Kelzer, Ben Haverkamp. Top three in this order. Glad to be a part. Let's do it. As we are set for more American Legion baseball this weekend on KNZA. Win and move on. Lose your season is complete. Cooper Everly toes the slab. The right-hander against the right-handed hitter, Weston Chulions, and he slaps this one foul down the first base line. No balls, one strike to Weston Chulions, and here we go. What could be the final night of this Zone 2 tournament in Wathena, we'll see, as Everly bends one in there for a called strike off speed. Weston Chulion's in protection mode. He is quickly down 0-2. Wednesday night in the win against Hiawatha, he had a couple of hits and an RBI, as the 0-2 is a little bit low, one ball, two strikes. Then last night against Seneca, Weston, he was 0-4. Now an off-speed pitch, just barely tipped left side of the infield, but foul. And it stays one ball, two strikes. Well, Cooper Everly gets the start for Doniphan County. He has been used sparingly in this tournament on the hill. Still has pitches to utilize here tonight, so trying to get him as deep as possible for Doniphan County. Goes off-speed on the 1-2, and it breaks away outside the zone to make it two balls and two strikes. Corning's record 10-12, winning 17 games last summer en route to that state tournament appearance. Another one outside, three balls, two strikes here on Weston Chulions. So got behind early and has worked the full count to start the game. The 3-2 foul straight back, and we'll have one more crack at three balls and two strikes. Last night against Seneca, Weston, a pop out, a ground out, a strikeout, and a line out. As I mentioned, 0-4. Three balls, two strikes, another one on the way by Everly, and it's hit to the opposite field, a little lazy line drive, and it drops in for a leadoff single. The Weston Chulions working a lengthy at-bat against Cooper Everly, and he won that battle. Single to right field, and the leadoff man on for Corning, and that brings up the second baseman, LJ Kelzer. Kelzer on Wednesday night, an RBI double and a run scored. He was 1-for-4 in that win against Hiawatha. Last night, he was 2-for-4, a couple of singles and a run scored. Weston Chulion's at first base with nobody out. No score, top one. First pitch swinging and fouling it away over the fence. On top of the press box is Kelzer, and he'll start behind at 0-1. It's a rough start for Corning this summer. They lost 3 of their first 4, and at one point they were just 3-7 through their first 10 games, but they have been very good down this last couple of weeks. Here is a slow roller. Davis, the second baseman, actually cut off by Eberle, and he'll scoop it to first base for the out. Weston Chulion's up into scoring position. Kelzer grounds out to the pitcher for the first out of tonight's game. That brings up the left-handed hitter and center fielder Ben Haverkamp. So an RBI chance here for Corning in this top of the first inning. One out, runner at second. Eberle out of the stretch position, and a fastball missing inside. It's 1-0 on Ben Haverkamp. Haverkamp Wednesday night, he walked twice. Also reached down a fielder's choice, scored a run. Eberle sets, kicks and fires a 1-0. About the same spot, same result. Inside missing with the fastball, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Last night, in the 8-5 loss to Seneca, Haverkamp was 0-for-3 at the walk. Eberle sets, turns, fires, back to second, and now a pickle between second and third. The throw, though, to third is not in time as Julian's beat the tag. He was leaning off enough. Eberle made a nice turn to second and got Weston scrambling to third and somehow beat the throw, and he is in there safely. So Corning, 90 feet away from the first run tonight. Still one out in the inning. The count, 2 balls, no strikes here on Ben Haverkamp. Eberle sets, kicks, and fires. Off speed in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Caught the inside part of the plate. Hayden Paulino, the catcher for Eberle tonight. And now a ground ball, diving stop, but it gets by Davis at second base and out into shallow right center. And that's going to be a run-producing base knock, probably going to go down as an error. And that is the official call. So it's a 1-0 Corning lead as Haverkamp reaches on the air. Here is the cleanup man and the pitcher, Hunter Lehman, who's looking to keep this thing going. So Corning, an early run here in the top of the first, leading Doniphan County 1-0. Still one out in the inning. Eberle's first pitch, fastball missing low and outside for ball one. Lehman in the 10-0 win on Wednesday night. He was our player of the game. Reached in all 4 of his at-bats, 3 walks, and then his last at-bat, a solo home run in the 5th inning to wrap up that 10-0 victory via the run rule. Fastball missing outside by Eberle, and now Lehman in front at 2 balls and no strikes. Haverkamp at first, 1 out here in the top of the first. Corning out to the 1-0 lead. Eberle sets and fires, missing high with the fastball, and now 3 balls, no strikes. Henry Heidemann in the on-deck circle for Corning, trying to make a return trip to state. Well, one of these two teams going to have to win essentially 3 games in a row to get there next week, and that pitch outside, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Hunter Lehman. Ben Haverkamp up to second, first walk issued by Eberle. And now Corning with a 1-0 lead with 1 out here in the top of the first. Have runners at first and second. And here is Henry Heidemann. Heidemann on Wednesday night, 3 at-bats. He scored twice, reached on an error, and was hit by a pitch. As Eberle now has to work out of a semi-tall jam here in this opening half inning. First pitch to Heidemann, a little low and outside for ball one. Last night in the loss to Seneca, Heidemann was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Outside of that, 0-for-2. Did score a run. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 out, 2 on, and now a pause in the action. Eberle steps off the rubber and will reset. Heidemann, a tall right-handed hitter, as Eberle, the Fort Scott Community College commit, sets, kicks, and deals. And his fastball misses outside, and it's 2-0. So Eberle, a little bit of an issue finding the strike zone here over the last couple of batters. Corning looking to take advantage here early. Eberle sets the 2-0 on the way. Just missed low and inside. No, a late call. got to get used to that late call from the umpire. It's now 2-1. Runner at second base is Ben Haverkamp. Hunter Lehman, the runner at first. Here is the 2-1 by Eberle. Not the same spot. Low and inside. Got the call again, and it's 2-2. Well, Donovan County, 14-10, their record. After getting the win last night, 12-8 against Hiawatha to get to this game, Eberle fires in a 2-2, and it's fouled away straight back. And Heideman battling here, still 2 balls and 2 strikes. A 1-0 lead for Corning here in the top of the first. Weston Chulion's got things going with a leadoff single. And then Haverkamp put one in play, which resulted in an error and allowed Chulion's to score the lone run. 2 balls, 2 strikes here on Henry Heideman. Here's the pitch. And it runs inside and hits him. The bases are going to be loaded with one out in the inning. So Aiden Talley, we already get our first mound visits. We have recorded one out in this first game. Let you know, American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. And then also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. So after the mound visit, top of the first inning, a 1-0 Corning lead. Bases are loaded, one out. And here's the first baseman, Aiden Talley. Talley had the same scenario in the second inning against Hiawatha on Wednesday night, and he cleared it all with a double. And a hearty swing and a miss there on a fastball missing, and Talley starts behind at 0-1. Haverkamp at third, Lehman at second, and Heideman the runner at first. Here's the kick and the deal by Eberle, and it's fouled straight back, and now 0-2. First time, and now the sixth batter face for Eberle to jump out to an 0-2 lead. Corning trying to put up a big inning here in the top of the first, and now this one's put in play. It's stabbed by Beach. He'll tag third for one. Long throw. Did they get the double play? No, he is safe. So a run is in, but an out is recorded. So it's a ground out to third. Lehman going second to third, retired. Haverkamp comes in to score. Heideman goes to second base. It's an RBI for Aiden Talley. He is at first base. So 2 down, 2-0 Corning. Runners at first and second. Here's Aiden Chulion. Eberle kicks and fires. Misses outside with the fastball, and it's 1-0. Now, Aiden Chulion's 3 at-bats and 2 walks and a single in the win on Wednesday night. He had a single and a walk last night and the loss to Seneca. Eberle throwing back to second base. Back in there safely was Heideman. So Aiden Chulion's 1 ball, no strikes, 2 outs, 2 on. 2-0 Corning here in the top of the first. Elimination game here in the Zone 2 tournament. Eberle kicks and deals. The fastball runs inside, missing. 2 balls, no strikes. If Aiden can do something here, Cameron Kramer in the on-deck circle. Eberle sets, a glance back at second. Neither of the two runners being held. And that one just missed, touch outside, and now the count, 3 balls, no strikes. Corning taking advantage of an early miscue defensively by Donovan County. Here is the 3-0. In there for a strike, caught the outer edge, and now 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 on and 2 outs here in the top of the first. Corning trying to add. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, ball four. So another at-bat coming with the bases loaded. It'll be the catcher and Cameron Kramer. Heideman goes to third, Talley to second. A second walk issued by Eberle this inning, and with a 2-0 lead for Corning, an opportunity to tag some more on. Big spot for the catcher and Cameron Kramer. And now this being the third game for Corning in this tournament, the first time we're seeing Kramer in the lineup. And his first at-bat of the tournament in an elimination game is with the bases loaded with two outs in the first. The first pitch was a called strike, so he drops behind at 0-1. Everly straight out of the windup here and bends one in there but missed north to make it 1-1. So you got Heideman at third, Talley at second, Chulian's at first. Two outs, a 2-0 Corning lead. High fastball missing, 2-1. Now, pitching has been the issue for these teams. The errors on defense throughout the tournaments collectively not helped the cause for some. And Kramer takes another fastball upstairs, and he is out in front. 3-1, and the next one is a swing and a miss to make the count full. Blew it right by him. Everly did with the fastball. So here we go. Two outs. Bases loaded here in the top of the first. A 3-2 pitch on the way. And it is in there, outside part of the plate, called strike three. So a big strikeout for Cooper Everly, but Corning getting some damage done here in the first. They send eight to the plate. They score two, but they leave them loaded. And we go to the bottom of the first here in Wathena. It's a 2-0 Corning lead here on KNZA.
Summer is here, and it's UV Safety Month. Protect your skin with broad-spectrum sunscreen, SPF 30 to 50, wear protective clothing, sunglasses, and seek shade during peak sun hours. Stay hydrated and monitor skin changes. For expert advice, book your appointment with Tiffany Engelken, certified nurse practitioner at Holton Community Hospital, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Sabetha Community Hospital, or Hanover Hospital.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, powered by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. ContiS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman, just getting going. Here on 103.9, we are in Wathena, 92 degrees at first pitch, a warm evening. And what we got, two more games for you here tonight. This one with Corning and Doniphan County, an elimination game, and Corning out to a good start. Two runs in the top of the first, and we'll see Doniphan County up for the first time here tonight. Hunter Lehman gets the ball for Corning as he gets his final warm-up tosses in. Doniphan County will have Dustin Beach, Cooper Everly, and Ryder Davis with a record of 14-10. Doniphan County, they lost to Seneca 17-5 in the opener on Wednesday night. But in an elimination game last night here, they defeated Hiawatha 12-8. They had a pretty good duo in terms of pitching. Logan Blevins and Ryder Davis combined to pitch all seven innings in that win over Hiawatha last night. So the one team that was guaranteed a spot in state next week, being Hiawatha, since they are hosting, they were the first team eliminated. So again, three teams remain, one spot left. We could have an if necessary game tomorrow night, depending on the outcome of the second game, but we will see how the rest of the night goes. So here's the lefty, Dustin Beach. Hunter Lehman, the right-handed thrower, standing behind the rubber, now takes a step forward, settles in, got the glove over his face. He'll turn, kick, fire in the first pitch at the bottom of the first inning, and it's a called strike with a fastball on the inside part of the plate. 2-0 lead for Corning. First time up tonight here in the first for Doniphan County. Fastball runs inside, missing. Beach kind of shimmies out of the way, and it's 1-1. Beach has been very good all summer long and in this tournament as well, as he watches another fastball run inside and missing the zone. 2-1 now. He's got the advantage. Reached base in all four of his at-bats on Wednesday night. That one runs inside. He had to hop out of the way. Skipped in the dirt. Now Lehman needs to find the strike zone here. 3-1. Scored two runs, had three stolen bases in that loss to Seneca on Wednesday. The Dustin Veach, now a pause in the action. And last night, in their 12-8 win, as the 3-1 is just a bit outside, ball four. Now the first batter for Doniphan County, Dustin Veach, reaching via the walk. Here is Cooper Eberle. Anytime Veach gets on, expect fireworks, as he will want to be on the move. So here's Eberle. He was 1-for-4 Wednesday night in the loss to Seneca. He represents an early tying run with a runner at first and nobody out. And quickly, Lehman tossing it back to first. Veach back in safely. A good, sizable lead as Talley holds the runner. Runner takes off, no shock, and the exchange for the catcher in Kramer couldn't quite do it. Stolen base for Veach. Even if it's a clean exchange, Veach probably beats the throw. That pitch to Eberle missed, and it's one ball, no strikes, and now Veach at second base with nobody out. Now Lehman gets a better look with him at second base, and now the first pitch runs high. Or I should say the 1-0 pitch runs high, makes it two balls and no strikes. Here on Eberle. 2-0 lead for Corning. Just getting going. We're in the bottom of the first. Lehman kicks. He'll fire. And a tie and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Eberle last night drove in 2 runs in the win against Hiawatha. Also scored twice, and that one is upstairs, ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Lehman to start this bottom of the first inning. And here's Ryder Davis, 2 on, nobody out. Corning out to the 2-0 lead. Davis on Wednesday night had 2 RBIs, 2 singles. A lot of the production of the 5 runs in that 12-run loss to Seneca. First pitch he sees from Lehman is high for ball one. So Lehman, kind of like Eberle in that last half inning, just a little bit of an issue finding the strike zone with some consistency. The 1-0, another one missing upstairs, 2 balls, no strikes. Last night, Ryder Davis was our player of the game. He was 4-for-4 with 4 singles. And that one upstairs, too, 3 balls, no strikes. Danger of walking the bases loaded here in the bottom of the first. Lehman gets the call from Kramer. Yes, to that sign, and the 3-0 is on the way, and it is outside, ball four. 3 straight walks for Hunter Lehman here. And now, Doniphan County sniffing the blood in the water. They're loaded up with nobody out. And just like that, a mound meeting here for Corning. So Logan Blevins, the cleanup man, the true definition of it, as he will walk up to the batter's box in a moment with the bases loaded and nobody out. Corning's lead is 2-0, but that's in danger of falling by the wayside rather quickly, barring something changing, because momentum right now on the side of Doniphan County. The mound meeting breaks away. The infield coach, catcher, pitcher settling in, getting back to it. So Dustin Veach nestled at third base. Eberle chilling on second. Davis, other side of the diamond at first. Here is Logan Blevins. Lehman's going to go out of the windup with them juiced up. Here's the first pitch to Blevins. A fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Levin's 1-for-3 on Wednesday night against Seneca. A single and a stolen base. The 0-1 outside, and it's 1-1 strike. Last night in the win against Hiawatha, Levin's had a RBI double in the first, also a single later on in the game. He scored a couple of runs, and now he hits this high in the air. First base side, foul territory, and that one is dropped by the first baseman Talley right up against the fence. He tried to basket catch it with half his body up against the chain link fence, and he couldn't bring it in. Let's see if that comes back to bite Corning. Could have been an out. Certainly was a tough play to make, but could not do so. 1-2, bases loaded, nobody out here in the home first. Here's the pitch, and hitting it on a little loop and out into left for a base hit. It drops in front of Honus, And now a throw to third gets away from Weston Chulions, and that'll get to the third base dugout. Here comes the second run, and it's going to be a two spot and a 2-2 tie here in the first. Everybody is safe. It'll be a single, an RBI, and then a throwing error. Veach comes in to score with ease. Everly goes into home from second. Davis first to third. And another error costing another run, this time against Corning. So just like that, a 2-2 tie. Doniphan County, they got runners at now second and third. Still nobody out for Beckham Griffin as he watches an 0-1 pitch go a little bit high for ball number one. A chance to take the lead just like that here for Doniphan County. Lehman missing high and inside. Now it's 2-1. Griffin on Wednesday night, four at-bats, reached in three of those four, twice on an error. The other time he walked, and he takes a big swing here, comes up empty. And the 22 count, two balls and two strikes. Davis at third, Blevins the runner at second. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled straight back, stays 2-2. Last night in the win against Hiawatha, Griffin drove in a run with a sac fly, reached on an error, also scored a run, and then had a pop out and a ground out. Two balls, two strikes here in the bottom of the first inning. A 2-2 tie, elimination game, Corning and Doniphan County. Here's Lehman's 2-2, and it's fouled back again into the screen. A lot of lengthy at-bats here in this first inning. Two starting pitchers having to grind for sure. Right now for Corning, just trying to get that elusive first out. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Griffin. Waits on it, lifts it high in the air. Playable left field. Honus going back. It's going to be the center fielder, Haverkamp, who runs it down in the gap. And it is deep enough to score the run on the sacrifice fly. So it got all the way out near the warning track. And Beckham Griffin, an RBI, and Doniphan County has their first lead at 3-2. So Davis scores. Blevins tagging from second to third. So now an out. Finally the first one recorded by Corning. Blevins at third base. We'll see Luke Bennett here in a moment. Might be checking on Blevins, who slid kind of awkwardly into third base, but appears to be okay. So here's Luke Bennett. Doniphan County's lead is 3-2. Still only one out in this bottom of the first inning. As Lehman kicks and fires a fastball that misses high to Bennett for ball one. Bennett's on Wednesday night, a single and a run scored. He was 1-for-3 in the loss to Seneca. Now he takes a charge into this one, but fouls it away. And the count evened up, 1-1. And Bennett's last night hit out of the 8-hole. Tonight he's batting 6th. Good pitch by Lehman. Curls in there for a called strike. Inner part of the plate, now 1-2. Out of the 8th spot last night, he was solid 2-for-4. Couple of singles, couple of runs scored. He's got a runner on third with one out. And now he waits on this one. Lifts it in the air. Honus, the left fielder, running it down into the gap. He can't get there. And it drops. One hops the fence. Extra bases. It is a double, an RBI. And it doubles up for Doniphan County. Their lead is 4-2. Originally, off the bat, it did not look like it was going to carry as far as it did. It's not really windy here tonight, but that one just kept carrying and carrying. And you had Honus, who made a heck of a try out there to try to leap up and grab that one, just unable to do so. So a 4-2 lead, still one out in the inning. Here's Hayden Paulino, who watches a breaking ball go a little bit outside for ball one. So Corning got off to a good start with two runs in the first. Doniphan County right back with four of their own. Now Paulino nubs it left side on the ground. Heidemann fields it short, has plenty of time at the low throw, dug out by Talley to secure the out. And it goes to third. Paulino grounds out 6-3 for out number two, and now it's up to Taven Clary. So here's Clary batting from the left side, jersey number 33. And this is the first time that Doniphan County has Clary in the lineup in this tournament. And it runs inside and hits him, a fastball frustration in the bat toss. The inning continues. So now runners at the corners with two outs. Doniphan County's lead is 4-2 here in the bottom of the first. So D.C., they've batted around. Here's Brett Heim. Lehman sets out of the stretch, kicks and fires, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Brett Heim, Wednesday night, struck out twice, was hit by a pitch, and that's lost to Seneca. The 0-1 is going to lift it in the air right side, but foul. And he is quickly down in the count at 0-2. So the first four batters to come up here in this inning for Doniphan County have come around to score. Lehman's got an 0-2, though. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled away again down the right field line. So it stays no balls and two strikes. I'm in the game last night, the win against Hiawatha. He was 0-for-3 with a walk. He had three strikeouts. And he adds to it. Swing and a miss there, and down he goes for the final out of the inning. But Doniphan County, they do the damage. They send nine to the plate. They score four. And at the end of one here in Wathena, it's a 4-2 Doniphan County lead. It's American Legion Baseball on KNCA.
Kime Tiesa Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks again for tuning in here tonight, the Zone 2 tournament in Wathena. We got three teams left, one spot up for grabs next week at the state tournament, which is being hosted by Hiawatha. Certainly an eventful first inning as we go to the second. Doniphan County, the home team, a 4-2 lead on Corning. So Cooper Everly back to work, as it'll be 9-1-2 in the Corning order, starting with the left fielder in Maddox Honus. And Honus, his first time in the lineup this week for Corning. And he swings at the first pitch, and he pops it up right behind home plate. Paulino lifts the mask off, reaching back over his left shoulder to make a catch for an out. Boy, absolute stretch with the left hand by Paulino. And a good start here for Everly. One pitch, one out here in the second. So back to the top of the order, it's Weston Chulions who singled and scored one of the first runs, are the first run of the game, I should say, for Corning as he steps in for a second time and fouls it straight back to make it 0-1. Hiawatha and Corning, the two teams last summer to represent out in Concordia. Hiawatha, the only team that's been eliminated from this tournament, but their spot next week already secure. One ball, one strike here on Weston Chulions as Everly kicks and fires. And a fastball knee high catches the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Right now, the Doniphan County lead is 4-2. Now a time called as Everly was kind of going into the motion, but Weston called the time, put the hand up, backed out of the box, and now resets. One ball, two strikes. Here is the pitch by Everly, and it's hit high in the air, shallow right center field. And it's going to be the center fielder, Bennett, who runs it down in the gap to make the catch for out number two. So after facing eight batters in the first inning, Cooper Everly has retired the first two here in the second. And now it's going to bring up L.J. Kelzer. Kelzer grounded out to the pitcher his first time up today. And a fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Eberle coming back strong after a shaky first inning. Chance to retire the side here. Eberle, quick throw, hit hard, left side, and it's bopped by Blevins at short and out into shallow center field. Well, let's see if that goes down as a hit. And it's going to go down as an error. So the second against the Doniphan County defense, that one on the shortstop in Blevins. It was hit pretty hard, but certainly had an opportunity to make a play. And the inning continues for Ben Haverkamp. Runner at first base and two down. Big swing and a miss there to start. Behind on the fastball, and it's 0-1. Well, Haverkamp reached on an error in the first and scored a run. Doniphan County right now a 4-2 lead here in the top of the second. Everly's fastball there, missing inside, and the count evened up at 11 at 1-1. Kelzer at first base after reaching on an error just a moment ago. Eberle kicks, fires, and it's lifted out into center field, and that ball drops in for a base hit. It was off the end part of the bat. It didn't sound incredibly hard struck, but enough muscle and hustle by Haverkamp to lift it out there. And with two outs, now two on here, and it's going to be Hunter Lehman. Now, right as I mentioned, Eberle cruising along, retiring the first two, an error and then a single. And now Corning with two on and two out. Eberle kicks, fires, and the first pitch swinging. And Lehman fouls it away out of play, and it's going to be 0-1. Lehman walked in his first at-bat tonight. Eberle trying to hold on to this two-run lead here early. Here's the 0-1. Curveball missing outside, one ball, one strike. Lehman, our player of the game Wednesday night in their 10-0 win against Hiawatha, including a solo home run to wrap up that run rule victory. Next pitch outside, two balls and one strike. And then last night, Lehman in the loss to Seneca, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. He's got two on and two outs here in the second, and he fouls this one away, and now the count evened up at 2-2. Now, mostly cloudy throughout the two games yesterday, but sun is shining a little bit more here tonight, a little bit warmer in the temperature category, as a 2-2 breaks away outside the zone, and now three balls and two strikes with Henry Heidemann in the on-deck circle. So Corning trying to put a two-out rally together here in the second, trailing by two. Eberle kicks and fires. In there, strike three. Got him looking. Blew it by with the fastball, and that retires the side. So two left stranded for Corning in that inning. And we go to the bottom of the second here in Wathena with Doniphan County leading the game 4-2.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here. It's powered by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman, First of two games tonight here in Wathena. It's night three, I should say, of this Zone 2 tournament. Elimination game here going into the bottom of the second inning as Doniphan County coming up for a second time against Corning's Hunter Lehman. And right now, DC, their lead is 4-2. And they batted around in the first inning. So we're back to the top of the order with Dustin Beach, followed by Cooper Everly, and then Ryder Davis. Seneca awaiting the winner in the nightcap, as Seneca has won their first two games in this tournament. Who will join them? We will find out after a while. First pitch in the bottom of the second inning by Hunter Lehman is a called strike on the inside part of the plate. A walk and a run scored for Veach in that four-run first. Lehman sets, kicks, the right v left matchup here, and now slicing it to the opposite field. This is going to be Honus, the left fielder, didn't have to move much. He'll make the catch and retire Veach for out number one. Here's Cooper Everly, a walk and a run scored in the first. Bases empty, one out here in the second, with Doniphan County leading the game 4-2. That's from the right side. Lehman down to the windup. Kicks and deals. Fastball outside part of the plate, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Everly walked on four straight pitches in that first inning. Took his first strike here, now waits on a breaking ball and lifts it out towards the gap in right center, and this is a long run, and it's going to be dropped by Haverkamp. Not even sure if he got the glove under it. And that's going to be into second base, Cooper Everly. I would think that probably goes down as a hit. Would have been a very tough play. And it will be a hit. A double for Everly. He's at second base with one out for Ryder Davis. Boy, Haverkamp had a long run to the gap and just reached out the glove about belt high, trying to make it underhand Styles, but just a touch too late. Could not get there. Runner in scoring position for Doniphan County, trying to add to a two-run lead. As the first pitch to Ryder Davis, a little bit high for ball one. He also walked and scored in the first. Now another one high, two balls, no strikes. The first four batters in the bottom of the first for Doniphan County came around to score. As they batted around, sending nine to the plate, they did leave two stranded when the inning was over. Lehman out of the stretch, glancing at second base, Everly off a few ticks. The next pitch is in there, inside part of the plate for a called strike. And now on Ryder Davis, it's two balls and one strike. Lehman looks, kicks, fires, and it's fouled straight back, and now the count even at 2-2. Everly at second base after a double, one out here in the home second. Doniphan County with the 4-2 lead on Corning. Here's Lehman's 2-2. It is lifted high in the air, shallow right field, just on the edge, and dropping it is Kelzer, the second baseman, and everybody is safe. Well, Everly hung up at second. He did not advance, but Davis on the E4. So now both teams with two errors here early. And now Doniphan County two on and one out for the cleanup man and Ryder Davis. Logan Blevins, beg your pardon. As Blevins had an RBI single in his first at bat, and now he takes a hack at the first pitch and fouls it straight back to make it 0-1. So Everly at second, Davis at first. Infield medium depth. Kelzer leaning towards second, trying to hold Everly on just a touch. Lehman with an 0-1 count here to Blevins. Sets, kicks with the left, fires with the right, and a beautiful breaking ball. That's a swing and a miss. It broke off the outer edge of the plate and caught Blevins reaching. Could not convert. Now 0-2. And the 0-2 is way out in front, down the left field line, and it's going to be just foul. Boy, Blevins put a charge into that one, just a touch out in front. He'll have to walk back with the bat held in his right hand, and it's going to be still an 0-2 count. Opportunity for Doniphan County to add to a two-run lead here. 0-2, missing, one ball, two strikes. Everly the runner at second, Davis the runner at first. Here's the 1-2, and just a bit outside, tried the corner, did not get it. And Blevins works it back to an even count, two balls and two strikes. Lehman sets, kicks, and deals. And lifting one, deep out into center field, but playable for Haverkamp. He had a good beat on it, reaches up, makes the catch, gets it in quickly to hold the runner at second. So out number two recorded. It's up now to the left fielder in Beckham Griffin. Griffin, a sacrifice fly to center in his first at bat tonight. He's got runners at first and second with two outs here in the second. And his team leading Corning 4-2. Lehman down to the stretch, kicks and fires the first one into Griffin. He laces one down the left field line, but foul. Out in front of that one, or no, it was actually caught by the third baseman, lost it in the netting. That actually ends the inning. So a couple base runners stranded for Doniphan County. Corning gets out of the inning. A 4-2 game, D.C. in front. We go to the third inning here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball powered by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also want to thank KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman, we go to the third here in Wathena. Zone 2 tournament elimination game, American Legion Baseball. Right now, Doniphan County, the 4-2 lead against Corning. Both teams getting all of their runs in the first inning. Both teams with zeros in the second. Cooper Everly getting set for his third inning of work on the mound for D.C. He'll get the middle part of the order for Corning, starting with Henry Heidemann, Aiden Talley, and then Hayden Chulion. As it stands, two innings in, four runs, three hits, two errors for Doniphan County, two runs, two hits, two errors for Corning. And here we go, getting set for inning number three. Seneca will play the winner of this one in the second game of our doubleheader tonight. If Seneca wins that game, they will win the tournament and be on to state next week. And the first pitch in the top of the third inning by Cooper Everly to Henry Heidemann, a called strike with a fastball. And it's going to be 0-1 to start. Everly kicks and fires, swing and a miss, quickly 0-2. Another fastball, blew it right by Heidemann, who was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat tonight. Batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 30. Everly, a right-handed thrower, wearing jersey number 1. The 0-2. Lifted out towards right field. This is playable, fair territory for Heim, and he gets on it quickly and is able to make the catch to retire Heidemann for out number one. Now here's Aiden Talley, an RBI in his last at bat, reached on a fielder's choice, but drove in Ben Haverkamp. The second run of the game, the deficit right now at 2 for Corning. And a fastball to Aiden Talley, a called strike to make it 0-1. Top of the third here in Wathena. Doniphan County's lead is 4-2. And the 0-1 in there for a called strike, and now quickly 0-2. So Everly has worked out the first two batters, jumping out in front 0-2 on both. The Scots Heideman to fly out to right. Let's see what he does to tally here, and he grounds it foul just behind home plate. It'll stay 0-2. Sun beaming down, certainly a much warmer feel. Humidity up. The temperature's in the low 90s. Let's start off our double dip here tonight. Here's an 0-2, high and away to make it 1-2. Hayden Chulion's in the on-deck circle here for Corning as they are down 4-2 in the third. And the kick and the fire. The 1-2 is lifted to the right side in the air on the infield. This is Davis, the second baseman, two steps in front of the edge of the grass. He'll make an easy catch and out number two in the inning. So here's Hayden Chulion's. Two up and two down here for Cooper Everly. He retired the first two in the second, but then Corning got a couple of base runners on, but left both stranded. First pitch to Hayden Chulion. Fastball missing outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes, and the pitch is popped up and out of play, foul. Evens up the count on Hayden Chulion's at 1-1. Three at-bats in their win on Wednesday night. Hayden Chulion's a single and a couple of walks. Now that one by Everly just missed inside in the count 2-1. And then last night, three at-bats, a single and a walk and a pop-out. Now he hits this one high in the air, but off the mound, and behind it is Everly. He'll reach up and catch the routine pop-up. Three up and three down for Corning. Nice job there. Mike Cooper Everly, 2.5 in the books here in Wathena. Donovan County coming up here in the bottom of the third inning as they lead Corning 4-2.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Salmon with you here in Wathena. Night three of the Zone 2 American Legion Baseball Tournament. And right now, this elimination game going into the bottom of the third inning with Donovan County coming up and leading Corning 4-2. Hunter Lehman back to work, getting set for his third inning on the mound for Corning. He will have 6, 7, and 8 in the D.C. lineup, starting here with Luke Bennett, followed by Hayden Paulino and then Taven Clary. So here's Bennett, a double in his first at-bat. And the first pitch here in this bottom of the third inning, a fastball on the outside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So both starting pitchers kind of got off to shaky starts, but have settled down since, as Bennett fouls this one straight back, and he's quickly behind at 0-2. Four runs, three hits, two errors for Donovan County. Corning right now, two runs, two hits, and two errors themselves. Winner gets Seneca in the championship, but the winner of this game right now will have to beat Seneca tonight to force a winner-take-all game tomorrow. 0-2 pitch, fastball missing outside to Bennett, now 1-2. Seneca has been very sharp in their two wins this week, beating Doniphan County 17-5 on Wednesday night. They held on 8-5 winner against Corning last night. Here's a 1-2, and it's in there for a strike three. Bennett on the outside part of the plate. Second strikeout for Lehman, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Hayden Paulino, the Doniphan West Mustang. Big part of the Mustang baseball season in the spring, helping D. West get to a regional championship game, and they lost a one-run game at Valley Falls. Of course, the Dragons went on to make the state championship game, but came up short against Pitt Colgan. No balls, one strike to start here on Paulino. A ground out to short in his first at-bat tonight. Lehman sets chest level, kicks out of the windup, and fires one in there. And it's just a bit high. It was over, but upstairs for ball one. Now, Paulino, a walk and a run scored. 0-for-2 officially in the game on Wednesday night as he takes one upstairs here to make it two balls, one strike. And then last night, four at-bats, he had two RBIs, driving in one in the first on a grounder, and now he puts a charge into this one out into center field, towards the gap, actually, and left, and it's Haverkamp, the center fielder, working into that left center field gap to make the catch for out number two. So two up and two down, and here's Taven Clary. Doniphan County leading this game 4-2, batting in the bottom of the third. Elimination game in Wathena tonight. As Lehman kicks and deals. Off speed, missing low and inside for ball one. Clary hit by a pitch in his first at-bat tonight. And this is his first time in the lineup, and now game number three for Doniphan County this week. Next pitch upstairs, he's out in front at 2-0. Bennett struck out looking. Paulino flew out to center. Quickly two up and two down in this inning, and now Clary watches a fastball clip the outside part of the plate for a called strike. And the count still in his favor, but now 2-1. The 2-1 by Lehman is a little bit low. Three balls, one strike. All right, now Lehman threw 2 2/3. He's walked three and has struck out two. And now the 3-1 is in there all the way, called strike, and the count full, 3-2. Chance to retire the side here for Hunter Lehman. Here's a 3-2, and it's a ground ball, high chopper, and it's under the feet of the first baseman and tally, and that is going to be a base runner on with two down. Third error against the Corning defense. That'll be E3. That keeps the inning going now for number 9 in the order, and the right fielder, Brett Heim. So Doniphan County in error in each of the first three innings. But right now their lead is 2-4-2. First pitch to Heim is a foul off over the fence and out of play to make it 0-1. Heim struck out swinging in his first at-bat. It ended that four-run bottom of the first inning. Neither team has scored since the first inning. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball. Routine. Heideman fielding, taking his time at short. Long throw, just in time. Tally secures it for the out and retires the side. So a two-out base runner is left stranded. A pretty swift third inning on both sides. We go to the top of the fourth here in Wathena. Doniphan County with a 4-2 lead against Corning.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank NA, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It's presented by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also want to thank Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And then C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. Elimination game here tonight, first of two on KNZA. Right now, Doniphan County on their home field, a 4-2 lead against Corning. Both teams getting all of their runs in the first. We've had goose eggs cross the board since. Dan Cooper Everly back to work. Corning will have 8-9-1 in their lineup here, starting with Cameron Kramer, Maddox Honus, Weston Shulions. First pitch of the fourth inning is a fastball a little bit outside for ball one. And here we go. Kramer struck out looking his first time up to end the first. And he takes another one outside, and he jumps in front, two balls, no strikes. Working quickly, a 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. A 4-2 Doniphan County lead. Seneca awaits in the nightcap. The winner here will play Seneca later on tonight. Kramer fouls one straight back, and from 2-0 it goes to 2-2. After giving up a two-out single in the second, Everly has retired the last four he has faced. And that one, make it 5 in a row, catches him on the outside part of the plate, called strike three. First out here in the fourth, and it'll bring up Maddox Honus. First time Honus has cracked the lineup here in this tournament. He popped out to the catcher, and Paulino is first time up, and he takes the fastball for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Everly kicks and fires. And this is hit to the opposite field, and it drops in for a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Maddox Honus. Just got enough of it to get it out into shallow right field for a one-out single. That'll flip us back to the top of the order, third time through with Weston Shulions. 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. He also has a fly out to center. Right now, Honus at first base with one out here in the top of the fourth. Corning trailing here at Doniphan County, 4-2. Everly pitching and firing a breaking ball that's a little bit high for ball one. Now, Corning down two. They have left five stranded through the first three, and now a ground ball. Nice hop. Davis at second. 2 second for one. On to first, and in time for the double play. And the inning is over. So Everly facing the minimum, the traditional 4-6-3 double play ends the top of the fourth inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth here in Wathena, Doniphan County with a 4-2 lead.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA tonight, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. We are halfway in, halfway home in this elimination game as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Here in Wathena, Doniphan County, the 4-2 lead on Corning. Both teams, all of the runs combined in the first. Both starting pitchers, Hunter Lehman, for Corning, and Cooper Eberle for D.C. have really buckled it down since the shaky first. But for Hunter Lehman, a pitch count at 67 for him. He will get the top of the order here for Donovan County in the bottom of the fourth with Dustin Veach, Cooper Eberle, and Ryder Davis. Third time through, Veach today 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. That was back in that four-run first. And the first pitch here in the bottom of the fourth is high and away for ball one. Veach very productive. I would have to imagine leads all teams or all players in this tournament in stolen bases. Takes one in there for a called strike, and now it's 11 at 1-1. Lehman's pitch took some off, and it's a little bit high, two balls and one strike. He had three stolen bases in the loss to Seneca on Wednesday night, added two more in the win last night. Now, this one is hit hard and ricochets off the foot of Heidemann at short out in the center for a base hit. That was well struck, and a single to lead things off here for Dustin Veach. So here's Cooper Eberle, who has reached in both of his at-bats tonight, his last at-bat and the second being a double, and he walked and scored in the first. And Veach, a good lead at first, and Lehman does toss back over there. Veach back in safely with the head first slide being held on by Talley. But I have to imagine Veach wants to take off. There he goes. The pitch is in there for a strike. Throw to second, a little bit wide of the target. And in there safely with another steal is Veach. And Eberle starts behind here. No balls, one strike. But Donovan County, a runner in scoring position with nobody out, trying to add to a two-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Lehman does glance back at second, toss it that way to make sure Veach is staying honest, and he was. Back on the rubber set, staggered stance, left foot forward, turning, firing back to second again. Close play, but Veach just beat the tag applied by Kelter. So still again awaiting the 0-1 here to Cooper Eberle. Here's the kick, double kick, and fire. That is in there for a strike on the inside part of the plate. Now Eberle, protection mode activated. It is 0-2. Donovan County, a 4-2 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball, and it kicked away from Kramer. Has to throw it down to first base. Kramer wasn't paying attention, and the throw is wide, and everybody's going to be safe. Kramer, not realizing the situation, hammering the helmet on his right knee pad. It was a strikeout. Ball got away. Eberle was cruising towards the third base dugout, not realizing Kramer wasn't paying attention. That's going to be an error, and everybody is safe. So now first and third. They're at the corners with nobody out. And now a throw down to third, trying to get Veach, and it gets away, and a run is in. A disastrous sequence here for Kramer, the catcher, and now a 5-2 lead. Veach comes in to score. And Eberle makes it all the way up to third base, and the count 1-0 here on Ryder Davis. So two errors here in the inning, and now a meeting on the hill here for Corning. Really a disastrous last couple of batters here. And certainly not the fault of Lehman, who has put his defense in scenarios to get some outs here, but back-to-back throwing errors by the catcher in Kramer, allowing a run to score and build this Donovan County lead to 3 at now 5-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. They still have a runner at third base and nobody out. I would say crunch time right now for Corning. Trying to make a return trip to state as they were there in Concordia last summer, but right now in the doghouse, they got work to do. The count is 1-0 here on Ryder Davis, who has reached in both of his at-bats tonight. He walked and scored in the first and then reached on an error in the second. And Lehman finally settles in and fires a 1-0, and it's lined down the left field line, but foul. And now it's 1-1. Well, if Cornyn can't come back, they fall here in this one tonight. They're going to look back at the defense. And here's a high chopper. Hayden Chulion's at third, has time, makes the throw to first in time for the out. And that holds Eberle at third. So a crucial first out recorded, nicely done by the third baseman and Hayden Chulion's. And that'll bring up Logan Blevins. Blevins, an RBI single and a run scored in the first. And back in the second, a fly out to center. He is 1-for-2 tonight. He's got Eberle at third base with one out. A run is in this inning. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and Doniphan County's lead is now 5-2. Lehman's first pitch missing low for ball one. Now, Doniphan County, and certainly up and down throughout the course of this summer, as this one is hit up the middle, out into center field for a base hit and an RBI single. That looked to be off the near handle of the bat. The pitch was inside, and Blevins with the muscle with the single and the RBI, and the lead is now 6-2 as Eberle scores. The second RBI single for Blevins in three at-bats tonight. Still one out in the inning. Blevins at first base. Here is Beckham Griffin. First pitch runs up and inside on him for ball one. He was productive in his first at-bat with a sacrifice fly. Now he hits this one high in the air, tailing away foul over the right field fence. Evens up the count, 1-1. Blevins at first base, just knocked in a run with a single. Two more runs this inning, 6-2, the Doniphan County lead. Still looking for more. Lehman sets, north of 80 pitches now. That one is in there for a strike, and the throw to second is high. Kelzer backed it up to keep it on the infield, and a stolen base for Blevins. So now he is up into scoring position, but Griffin now, count not in his favor. It's 1-2. Lehman double kicks, triple kicks the knee, and now a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and down goes Griffin for out number two. He went chasing on that one, and for Hunter Lehman, his fourth strikeout here tonight, and now it's down to Luke Bennett with two outs and a runner at second. Bennett's 1-for-2 tonight, double in the first and a strikeout in the third. Lehman out of the stretch, doesn't want to give up any more runs this inning. Lehman's pitch is in there, outer edge, called strike, and it's 0-1. It was 4-2 after one. We had five consecutive half innings with zeros on the board, and now finally DC getting two more here to make it 6-2. And now this one hit high in the air, playable out in center field. This is Haverkamp. Just a couple steps to his left, bending down a touch to make the catch shoulder high. That retires the side, but the first two that come up end up scoring for Doniphan County. They add to their lead. It's a 6-2 game here on KNZA. We go to the fifth inning right after this.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. Online, highlandcc.edu. And then also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Two more runs for Doniphan County in the bottom of the fourth, adding to their lead here against Corning. It is 6-2 as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Winner moves on to face Seneca in the nightcap. That would be the final two teams left in this tournament. And the loser of this one right now, that is favoring Doniphan County as they lead it by four. Corning needs to put a rally together here in the final few innings as Cooper Everly is back to work. Good part of the order coming up here for Corning, down four. It's L.J. Kelzer, Ben Haverkamp, and Hunter Lehman. That's 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup here. So here we go. Everly toes the slab, kicks it through, fires it home, and a ground ball. First pitch swinging. Shortstop Blevins fielding, taking his time and firing a dart to first. To Clary. Easy 6-3 for out number one. Here's Ben Haverkamp. 1 for 2 today. Reached on an error. Also has a single to his credit. Everly has really tightened it up on the mound, but here's a base hit to left field. Opposite field shot by Ben Haverkamp. He's now 2 for 3 tonight, and that's a one-out single. Here's Hunter Lehman with one on and one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Doniphan County leading this game 6-2. Right now, 6 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Doniphan County, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 5 errors for Corning. That is a stat that's really hurt them the last couple of nights, the error number. First pitch here by Everly to Lehman is outside for ball one. Somehow had a chance to win the game last night against Seneca, despite having 7 errors. Now here into the fifth inning, already 5 of those tallied. And now here's a ground ball through the hole, base hit left field. Hit and run might have been on. Long turn at second for Haverkamp. He has to scramble back in there as the ball comes in. So after a ground out by Kelzer, back-to-back singles by Haverkamp and Lehman. Now Corning, 2 on and 1 out. Here for Henry Heidemann. Corning right now down 4, 6-2 on the board. 1 out, 2 on here in the top of the fifth. Everly kicks and fires one into Heidemann, missing outside for ball one. Heidemann hit by a pitch in his first at-bat, and then back in the third, he flew out to right. RBI chance here for him in the fifth. Everly out of the stretch, kicks and fires, and this one is hit to the left side, fielded by Veach at third, goes unassisted there. It's the only play he has, but they get out number two. So Lehman up to second base. Heidemann takes over first on the fielder's choice. First and second, now 2 outs, and it's up to Aiden Talley. Talley tonight drove in a run with the fielder's choice in the first to pop out the second in his second at bat. Now he lifts this one down the left field line, but just barely foul. Talley will start behind at 0-1. A Centralia Panther. And a bases clearing 3 RBI double in the Wednesday win against Hiawatha. He drove in 4 in that game. Had 2 more RBIs last night and now 1 more here tonight. So 6 RBIs in the 3 games for Aiden Talley. Off speed pitch in the dirt, kicks to the left side of Paulino. Both runners scamper and are safe at second and third. Lehman to third, Heidemann now to second base on the pass ball. A base hit could tag 2 here. Corning needs it. They're down 4. Now a slow roller to the left side, but foul. And the count stays at 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Talley. Corning looking for something. They're 2 runs way back in the first. They have held 0s on the board since. We are in the fifth. The 1-2 is high and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs here in the inning. Everly trying to get out of it with no harm done. Trying to complete 5 innings of work here. Fort Scott, CC commit. Kicks and fires a 2-2, and it's a high ground ball, or actually a line drive out into left, and diving to make the catch as the left fielder in Griffin for the out. A good defensive play keeps maybe two runs off the board. So two left stranded, no runs across, and a great play by Griffin to get out of the inning. We go to the home fifth here in Wathena with Doniphan County leading the game 6-2.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking up Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Thanks for hanging with us here on a Saturday night. A warm evening in Wathena, elimination game of this Zone 2 tournament. And right now on their home field, Doniphan County leading Corning. It is 6-2. CC looking for some run support, trying to add to this four-run lead coming up here against Hunter Lehman in the bottom of the fifth, starting things out with number 7 in the order, and Hayden Paulino. Paulino 0-2 in the game tonight, a ground out and a fly out. He'll lead things off here in the fifth and take a pitch outside for ball one. Doniphan County, 4 runs on 2 hits in the first. They added 2 more runs on 2 hits in the fourth. Corning's 2 runs, both scored in the first. But Corning left a couple stranded in that last half inning. 2 balls, no strikes here on Paulino. The pitch, it is high, ball 3. Paulino will be followed by Taven Clary and then Brett Heim after that. Or correction, the count, 2 balls, 1 strike, and now that one bends in there for a strike as well, so it's evened up at 2-2. Lehman sets and fires, and swing and a miss, and Paulino slamming the bat in frustration. Good pitch by Lehman for the strikeout, and out number 1 here in the home fifth.
All right, number 33.
5 strikeouts now for Hunter Lehman. That brings up Taven Clary. 1 out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bases empty, a 6-2 Doniphan County lead. Take a fastball upstairs for ball 1. Clary has reached twice. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat, reached on an error in his next at-bat back in the third. Takes one outside there on a fastball. 2 balls, no strikes. Brett Heim in the on-deck circle. Lehman works quickly, kicks, and a 2-0 is a swing and a miss to make it 2-1. Blew it by him with the fastball. Late swing by Clary. Lehman shakes off first 2 signs. Third one a yes. And the catcher, Paulino, and he bends it in there, but it's fouled straight back, and now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lehman back on the rubber. Really, the only shady spots on the field here as of right now is really out towards left field. Everything else complete sunshine, and there's a called 3rd strike on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts, Clary down. 2 up, 2 down. Now Brett Heim steps in. Lehman, that is his 6th strikeout here tonight. And he has retired 4 in a row. And the first pitch to Heim is a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Lehman kicks. And a fastball upstairs. Heim held off. 1 ball, 1 strike. Corning's got work to do. They're down 4. And another one, good pitch, caught the low part of the zone. And now Heim is down in the count at 1-2. Step back in, settle into that right side batter's box. Lehman, chance to strike out the side here in the fifth. That one runs inside, just barely misses, now 2-2. Lehman's actually struck out three of the last four that he has seen. The 2-2, bends in there, strike three, strikes out the side, and Lehman had to have it for Corning. Now they got to get the bats woken up a little bit. We go to the sixth here on KMZA. Doniphan County leading the game, 6-2.
Thinking about surgery? Don't go to the city when top-notch care is right here in Sabetha. Patients rave about Sabetha Community Hospital, saying they're so lucky to have such a high-quality surgery team without having to travel. That's right, exceptional surgical services close to home with the team you can trust. No travel stress, just expert care. For your next surgery, choose the quality and convenience of Sabetha Community Hospital. Call us today. Your health's our priority right here in Sabetha.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, powered by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. Online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman, elimination game here tonight in Wathena, the Zone 2 tournament. We're going to the sixth inning. Doniphan County on their home field right now, a four-run advantage against Corning. It is 6-2. As Cooper Everly is back to work here, he has pitched five strong innings. That pitch count at 85 for him. He's got a few to work with here. Let's see if he can breeze through and get through six strong innings here tonight in this must-win game. He will get the bottom third of the Corning order here in the sixth inning with Hayden Chulions, Cameron Kramer, and Maddox Honus. And those three in the bottom third of the Corning order tonight have combined to go 1-for-5 with a walk. First pitch of the sixth inning, a fastball missing outside for ball one. And for Hayden Chulions, he took that walk back in the first. He also has a pop out to the pitcher. And the 1-0 is in the dirt, makes it two balls and no strikes. Now, certainly Corning had an opportunity last inning. They stranded two runners on base. The 2-0 outside, now three balls, no strikes. Now, last pitch, number 88 for Cooper Everly. And the pitch is low, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Hayden Chulions, and that's a leadoff base runner for Corning. Third walk issued by Everly tonight. Here's Cameron Kramer. He is 0-for-2, two strikeouts. Correction, we got a pitch hitter. Thank you very much. This is going to be Max Walters. So a change here for Corning in the eighth spot in the order. So again, I mentioned Kramer, who was there, 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts, but now Walters getting his first crack at it. And the first pitch he watches is upstairs from Everly for ball number one. So a pitch hitter here for Corning. Runner at first base, nobody out here in the sixth. They trail Doniphan County 6-2. Next pitch to Walters outside, 2-0. So six consecutive pitches outside the zone for Everly to start here in the sixth. Gave up a four-pitch walk to Hayden Chulions, and he's behind Walters at 2-0. That one catches the zone, inside part of the plate, now 2-1. The only sub on the lineup here for Corning in this one tonight, in the game right now, in a pretty crucial spot, as Corning looks to rally. 2-1 outside. Now 3-1 to Walters. Maddox Honus in the on-deck circle. Everly, a long look at first. Julian's not a huge lead by any stretch, and the 3-1 is taken for a called strike, and now the count runs full. A 6-2 lead for Doniphan County. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Corning needing to battle and rally up. Runner at first base, nobody out. Everly, a 3-2 on the way, and it's a ground ball, slow roller, fielded by Veach, and now he bobbles it at third. His throw, can't even make it. Not in time, that's an error. So Walters aboard, E5, 2-1 and nobody out here for Corning, and now here is Maddox Honus. Now Veach, usually pretty surefire defensively, but that time, not there. So 2-1 and nobody out. Pitch number 96 on the way for Everly, a bunt shown. It's put down, beautifully placed, third base side. Everly, he gets there to field, and he can't even make a play, and the bases are loaded. A perfect bunt by Maddox Honus. And Corning now, bases loaded, nobody out here in the sixth, down 4. So Shulions, that's Hayden Shulions at third. Max Walters, the runner at second, and now Maddox Honus at first. And Everly right now with 96 pitches. And we may finally get our first pitching change. He's still got a few to spare. The pitch number is 105. As of right now, it appears that the ball is still in Everly's hands. A walk, an error, and a bunt single for Corning here to start the sixth inning have loaded him up with nobody out. And Everly will continue to pitch at least the whole way as he will face now Weston Shulions as Corning flips it back to the top of the order for a fourth time through. Here is your chance if you are Corning. Bases loaded, nobody out in the sixth, down 4. 6-2, the Doniphan County lead. That could change pretty quick. Everly out of the stretch and fires it in there, and it's popped up right side and foul out of play. And here on Weston Shulions, he'll start behind at 0-1. He singled and scored in the first, and his last two at-bats, a fly out to center, and then back in the fourth, he grounded into the routine 4-6-3 double play. Here is the 0-1, and it is a swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Everly pulled the string. His next pitch will be number 99. Shakes off one side. And the 0-2 outside. Paulino had to dive to his right to keep it in front. And now 1-2. Hayden Chulion's the runner at third. Max Walters the runner at second. Maddox Honus the runner at first. Corning has them loaded up. Nobody out in the sixth, but they're down 4. And now there is a fastball outside edge called strike 3. Big time strikeout for Cooper Everly. First out of the inning. Everly's fourth K tonight. Here's LJ Kelzer. 3 at bats, couple of ground outs. He's also reached on an error. Very dangerous hitter. Corning an opportunity. One out, bases loaded, down 4. First pitch by Everly is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Now to run up on his pitch count. 101 on the board for Everly. The 0-1-2 Kelzer bends it in there, but missed inside. 1-1. A 6-2 Doniphan County lead in the sixth, but drama ensuing. 1-1 a little bit outside, missed with the fastball. Now it's 2-1. Two more pitches to spare for Everly. Is it 103? Is 104th pitch? The fastball missing outside. Now the count 3-1. A walk would produce a run. Three balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and it is hit to the second baseman, Davis. He dropped it, And now a throw down to third. They get one out. And now a pickle between second and third. And this is going to be a double play to end the inning. What a bizarre end on that one. On the last pitch for Cooper Eberle, it is a line out that turns into a double play and the inning is over. But one of the runs that scored is going to count. And it's a 6-3 Doniphan County lead. We step aside, hit a timeout. We go to the bottom of the sixth, a three-run DC lead here on KNCA.
Chyme TS of Sevetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chyme offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChymeTS.com to learn more. Chyme Trucking of Sevetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sevetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball powered by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Chyme TS Trucking of Sevetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sevetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you on 103.9. Thanks for hanging with us. We are going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Zone 2 elimination game in Wathena, Doniphan County. Leading Corning, it is 6-3. Hunter Lehman back to work, but he's right now at 100 pitches exactly. And he's got to hold Doniphan County at bay here. As it stands right now, at minimum, Corning in the seventh will need at least three runs. Keep their hopes alive for a trip to state next week. So Lehman's going to try to finish out his pitch count. He's at 100 exactly. He can go up to 105. And he'll have to face the top of the order here for Doniphan County, starting with Dustin Veach. Lehman did strike out the side in the fifth inning. And now his 101st pitch of tonight's game is high and away for ball one. As it stands right now, 6 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for DC, 3 runs, 5 hits, 5 errors for Corning. And there's a called strike. That one right down the middle, and Veach now evened up, 1-1. A walk, a single, a couple of stolen bases, a couple of runs scored. Just casual work here for Dustin Veach tonight. As that next one a little bit outside, he jumps in front, 2-1. Pitch number 104 for Hunter Lehman. It's in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. This will be the last batter face for Hunter Lehman tonight. The 2-2 to Veach. He waits on it and fouls it away. Stays 2-2. Pitch number 105. But Lehman gets to close this one out. So certainly Lehman an opportunity here. Want to at least get this first down here in the home sixth. Doniphan County looking for some insurance. They lead it 6-3. A must-win game. Now a ground ball to the third base side, and it's out into left field for a base hit. Past the diving Hayden Chulion. Veach a long turn. It's going to be a leadoff single, and that's going to end the night for Hunter Lehman. He goes into the sixth inning and certainly gave his team an opportunity. So we'll step aside, let you know who the next Corning pitcher is going to be. But right now a 6-3 Doniphan County lead in the sixth inning. Back after a timeout here on KNCA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sevetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sevetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sevetha. Good food, good experience, people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Planning a wedding, festival, or big event? Don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, the first pitching change tonight for Corning is in the bottom of the sixth inning, with Doniphan County having Dustin Veach at first base with nobody out. So five strong innings for Hunter Lehman as Ben Haverkamp will take over, trying to keep this thing at a three-run deficit. Doniphan County's lead is 6-3. As Lehman reached the pitch count, looks like he'll go saddle himself up defensively in the outfield, joining Honus and Weston Chulions defensively, as Haverkamp will have Veach at first base with nobody out. And it looks to be Lehman now defensively out in center field, so simply swapping positions with Haverkamp. So the first batter that Ben Haverkamp will face is Cooper Everly, who has reached in all three of his at-bats, including a walk and a double. Runner at first base, nobody out, and the first set pitch is actually a toss over to first. Veach back in safely. Haverkamp certainly knows the assignment. And Veach is on base. Takes off, pitch is low and outside, and it gets away. And now Veach going to take a heavy turnaround second. He'll hold there. Three stolen bases tonight for Veach. And he's in scoring position with nobody out. Doniphan County looking for some key insurance runs here in the bottom of the sixth. Their lead right now over Corning is 6-3. Haverkamp takes a long look, turns, fires, off speed, missing upstairs. And to Cooper Everly, two balls and no strikes. Ryder Davis in the on-deck circle here for Doniphan County. Seneca awaits the winner in the nightcap, and another pitch. It's wild, gets away, and Veach scampers his way to third. And now the count heavily in favor of Cooper Everly at 3-0. Out of the stretch. Haverkamp fires, bunt shown, it's pulled back, and it's outside, ball four. So Haverkamp's first batter face tonight is a four-pitch walk. And now they're at the corners with nobody out for Ryder Davis. Doniphan County leading the game 6-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. Trying to add that insurance and secure their spot in the finals with Seneca. First pitch to Davis is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Davis tonight, a walk and a run scored, back in the first. He reached on an error in the second, and then back in the fourth, a ground out to third. 0-1, check swing, pitches in there for a strike, a throw to second, and it's backed up by Kelzer, and maybe Veach thought about going. He does not, but Everly safely into second base. And now the runners are at second and third with nobody out. But the count on Davis is 0-2. Haverkamp sets, right v right matchup, and bends it in there and just missed, tied away. One ball, two strikes. Quickly working is Haverkamp. Here's the pitch. It is outside, 2-2. Veach the runner at third, Everly the runner at second. Bottom of the sixth inning, nobody out. A three-run lead for Doniphan County, but looking to add. The 2-2 to Davis is a swing and a miss on a pitch that was low and outside in the dirt, stabbed by Kramer nicely. That is a big out number one here in the sixth. First strikeout recorded by Haverkamp in relief, and now here's Logan Blevins. Once again, a productive night for him. Two hits, two RBIs. And he's got potentially a two RBI knock chance. And now the runners are going to hold as that pitch got to the backstop. Jumping on it quickly, Deitch thought about it. Not a ton of room between home plate and the backstop. Certainly enough room to make a chance at it, but not there. One ball, no strikes here on Blevins. Haverkamp sets, kicks, and fires. And it's hit up the middle, back out into center field for a base hit. Could turn two here as Eberle rounds third, and he will score. Blevins, a two RBI knock. And that makes it an 8-3 Doniphan County lead. Blevins has four RBIs in the game tonight. He has been crucial. Still one out in the inning, and here's Beckham Griffin. First pitch to Beckham is in there, outer edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So huge insurance runs here in this inning for Doniphan County. Their lead is now 5. Off-speed pitch missed outside, now 1-1 here on Griffin. He drove in a run with a sac fly in the first. He's also got a line out to third and a strikeout. Haverkamp's next pitch, a little up and out, 2 balls and 1 strike. Blevins at first base with 1 out. Just drove in 2 on a clutch single to center. 2-1 to Griffin outside, now 3 balls and 1 strike. Now, Corning now has a lot more work to do when we get to the 7th. Haverkamp's fastball missing outside. It's 4.
Now batting number 9.
Second walk issued by Haverkamp. Blevins to second. Now Griffin occupying first. 2 on and 1 out here for Luke Bennett, who is 1-for-3 tonight with a double back in the first. Also has a strikeout and a flyout. Doniphan County a chance here to really blow the game open. Ground ball to the left side on the chalk. It's fair, and that might turn into a double play. It will. Fielded on third by Hayden Chulion, so he had the easy tag, and then a complete throw across the diamond. So a crucial double play to end the inning. But Doniphan County, they add to their lead. We go to the 7th, and obviously Corning, work to do. They need 5. 8-3 our score here on KNCA.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elimination game here in Wathena. Doniphan County 3 outs away from securing their spot in a matchup in game 2 against Seneca. Tonight they lead Corning 8-3 as Dustin Beach on the bump will try to get the final 3 outs here for Doniphan County. And Corning Summer on the brink right here. They got work to do. 8-3, they trail by 5. They got 3 outs to spare. Now Cooper Eberle, he took all 106 pitches, 4 strikeouts, 6 innings of work, 3 walks. As right now, he put his team in line for the victory. And it will be 3, 4, and 5 in the Corning order against Dustin Beach. As it stands going into this 7th inning, Doniphan County, 8 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. Corning, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 5 errors. So here's Ben Haverkamp. He has reached in all 3 of his at-bats tonight, including 2 singles. And he swings at the first pitch, hits it high in the air, shallow left field. And it's going to be Eberle, the shortstop, now to reach up and make the catch in front of Griffin for out number one.
Now batting number 23.
Here's Hunter Lehman. One out, base is empty. He has reached twice in three at-bats tonight, a single and a walk. He also has a strikeout. First pitch by Beach. Fastball, outer edge, called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Donovan County, two outs away from advancing to the finals against Seneca. Here is a slow roller, but fouled right behind home plates, and now Lehman down in the count at no balls, two strikes. Now, Donovan County, four runs in the first, two in the fourth, and then two more big insurance runs in the sixth. The 0-2 by Veach is a swing and a miss, buried him with an off-speed in the dirt, and quickly out number two here in the inning. And it's down to Henry Heidemann. A five-run Donovan County lead. They need one more out to secure the win. Heidemann tonight's been hit by a pitch. He has reached on a fielder's choice. He has also flown out to right. First pitch by Veach. A fastball, a little bit outside for ball one. Now, once we wrap things up here, we'll have a little bit of a break in between games, about 15, 20 minutes or so. We'll have that nightcap for you right here on KNZA. The 1-0 inside, and now two balls, no strikes here on Heidemann. Well, Donovan County has battled. They lost the opening night of the tournament on Wednesday, but now one out away from back-to-back wins and finding them in the finals with Seneca. Right now, three balls, no strikes here on Heidemann. Beach kicks and fires. It is low, ball four. So a two-out walk keeps the inning alive, and that'll bring up Aiden Talley. Talley has six runs batted in this tournament, including one here tonight, back in the first. He drove in four in the win on Wednesday night against Hiawatha. And then he had a big two-run hit in the 8-5 loss last night to Seneca. Veach, first pitch, a fastball outer edge, called strike, and it's 0-1 on Aiden Talley. With Henry Heidemann at first base with two outs here in the seventh. Donovan County's lead is 8-3. Here's the pitch. And it's hit well out towards left center field. Bennett's on his horse, still on his horse. He can't get there. And it one hops the fence as Heidemann rounds third. He'll stop there. And now Blevins, the third baseman, down and hobbled getting up. A run does not score. They stop Heidemann at third, but it's a two-out double by Talley. Blevins appears to be okay. Kind of tripped on the edge of the grass and the dirt there. So with two outs, Corning runners at second and third. A lot of work still to do. They're down five. And here's Hayden Chulions. First pitch by Veach is right back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Well, they try to score Talley. They will not. Bennett gets it in home quickly. It's an RBI single. It's an 8-4 game now. That'll bring up. This will be Cameron Kramer, who is back up. He is 0-2 tonight, couple of strikeouts. First pitch by Veach outside for ball one. 8-4 now, the Donovan County lead. Summer on the line here for Corning. Veach, a 1-0 outside, now two balls and no strikes. So after getting the first two batters rather quickly with a pop-out and a strikeout, a walk, a double, a single has kept this at least going for the time being for Corning. And now this one is hit to the right side. Tough play. Davis diving, and he can't get there. It's out into right field for a hit. Another run is in. It is now a three-run game with two outs here in the seventh. As Kramer drives in a run, Hayden Chulion's up to second. So here's Maddox Honus, number nine in the order. He represents the tying run here in the seventh. Veach just looking for that final out. And a fastball outside part of the plate, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Onis been good from the ninth spot tonight. He has reached base twice, but has to come up big here. He fouls it away, and he is quickly behind at 0-2. Two on, two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Doniphan County trying to hold on. They lead it 8-5. But Corning has scratched across a couple of runs here in this inning with two outs. And Honus now, 0-2. He has got to put something in play. Veach sets, kicks, and deals. Bends it in there, and it's a little bit high for ball one. Runner at second, Hayden Chulions. Runner at first is Cameron Kramer. Here's a 1-2, and it just missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. Tried to paint the corner, did not get the call there. So a good eye here for Honus, trying to keep this game going. Here's a 2-2, and it's lifted high in the air. Right field, Heim on the move towards the line, settles under it, makes the catch, and the game is over. So Corning made it interesting late, scratching across two, but Doniphan County survives and advance to the finals tonight, where Seneca awaits in game two. It's 8-5. The final score is Doniphan County wins it. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank NA, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the elimination game tonight for Doniphan County comes up positive. They hold on for an 8-5 win against Corning. Set themselves up for the nightcap as Seneca awaits. We are down to the final two teams here in the Zone 2 tournament. Seneca a win tonight against Doniphan County, and they advance to state next week. If Doniphan County is able to knock off Seneca this evening here in about 25 minutes or so, we will have a winner-take-all game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So still a lot to figure out who's going to join Hiawatha at the AA state tournament next week. But Doniphan County, again, an 8-5 winner as Corning's season ends with a record of 10-13. Doniphan County wasted little time. 4 runs, 2 hits. In the bottom of the first inning, they got RBIs from Logan Blevins and Beckham Griffin. And then they stalled out a little bit, got 2 more in the fourth, which Blevins, again, an RBI single adding to that, and then 2 big insurance runs in the sixth inning as Logan Blevins coming through, a 2 RBI knock in the sixth. And then Corning, able to get 3 runs over the last 2 innings. They certainly at least made it interesting down the stretch. They got RBIs in the sixth inning, or correction, the seventh inning from Hayden Chulion and Cameron Kramer, but ultimately not enough. The errors over the last 2 nights, that has been the issue for Corning. 5 errors committed tonight. They had 7 errors in the loss last night against Seneca, and obviously some errors early helping Doniphan County get out to that early lead, and they were able to hold on for the 8-5 win. For Doniphan County tonight, Logan Blevins, our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. He was great. 3-for-4, 3 singles and 4 RBIs. He also scored a run as well, but he was a heavy dose of the Doniphan County offense as he drove in half the runs. 4 of the 8 runs credited to Logan Blevins. So he is our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So we hit a break. We got Seneca and Doniphan County coming up here in Wathena. A Seneca win would end the tournament, punch their ticket to state next week. A win for Doniphan County would force a winner-take-all game right back here tomorrow night. So stick with us. We'll step aside for a quick break. Kirk Kilman in studio. We'll man it down. We'll close this game out with the totals here as Doniphan County wins it. 8 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. They left 7 on base here tonight for Corning. Their season ends. 5 runs, 8 hits, 5 errors, and they left 10 on base. We step aside. Doniphan County and Seneca on deck. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.